The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Wendy Lawrence, Chief Executive Officer of Totally PLC, TLY's ticker. Wendy, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
Yeah, released your preliminary results, 12-month period ended the 31st of March 2022, and I've got to say they're looking very good indeed. And I'm just looking at the chart here, and when you consider, Wendy, that AIM now is in a bear market, it's round about down 35-36%, people holding your stock will be pleased, I think, with the performance, because it's counter-trend. It's been going up where everything else has been going down. Obviously, there's a few other stocks have gone up. Not many have gone up, but yours is one of those stocks that's held on, so you must be pleased with that, and of course the progress you're making there.
Absolutely. You know, we believe that as a business we continue to make progress. We've got you know, our institutional investors that have been with us, and I do have to say a high proportion of retail as well have been with us for quite a time, so I am hoping that they're as pleased with these results as we are.
Yeah, okay. Well, before we get into the detail, just for maybe people listening for the first time and thinking, you know, what does this company do then? Explain what Totally is, Wendy.
Okay, so we are a frontline provider of healthcare services. We work across the UK and Ireland. So we provide NHS 111 services. We work in urgent treatment centres. We work alongside hospitals to reduce waiting lists. And given our recent acquisitions as well, we are now a provider of corporate fitness and wellbeing services. So basically keeping everybody well.
Yeah, absolutely. OK, so let's do financial highlights then, operational, and we'll look at, you know, how it's going post-period. So what are you proud of in the financial highlights there, Wendy?
Well, revenues have increased. You will see that revenues have increased by 12% for us over the period. Gross margin has remained constant. It's down a bit, 18% from 18.3%. But I think given that we've been managing through COVID and everything else, that's a really big achievement. 24% increase in underlying EBITDA. We're reporting 6.2 million EBITDA for the same period a year ago. We were reporting 5 million. Substantial increase in profits, and you will see that profits before tax were 1.3 million. Cash at the bank, 15.3 million, and reminding people that we did do two acquisitions in year, which we self-funded. And we have proposed to the dividend will be a penny this year, which is a 100% increase on where it was in previous years. So overall, we couldn't be more pleased with these results. And underlying all of that is that we've maintained our quality ratings with the clinic, with the Care Quality Commission, who are our regulator for healthcare. All of our services are rated as good. So our staff have just done an absolutely incredible job throughout the year, Justin, in very, very difficult circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, operationally, like I say, the good things going on. But I mean, of course, this is now 31st of March, a couple of months on. So looking forward, I've noticed quite a few RNSs coming out about extensions and all that stuff. So take us through some of the post-period highlights, if you could, Wendy.
Yeah, we've managed to put a few RNSs out. And I mean, I keep saying to investors, our contract extensions and renewals are as important to us as new business, because it's... You know, you can win a contract, but actually keeping a contract all comes down to the relationship that you've got with your commissioners and the service that you provide. So being able to put an RNS out that confirms another £19 million revenue secured for urgent treatment centres across Northwest London, it is incredible. I think sometimes, you know, it's great to see new contracts, but the contract extensions are just as important to us. You know, we looked at, we put out an RNS around Energy Fitness Professionals, which is the corporate wellbeing company that we acquired and we're building. And, you know, they've got a 5-year extension with the Royal Mail. They've been working with the Royal Mail for over 19 years. Mm. You know, these are really, really substantial clients for us that mean that they really do value what you do. And it means that we've got a good proportion of our revenues secured for certainly the next 12 months and beyond the next 12 months in some areas, and continue to provide different services to manage COVID, because as we know, it hasn't gone away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you know what you're saying? That, you know, extensions, I suppose, are almost more important because they're almost testimonials. It's the business, aren't they? Because when someone signs up, of course, you pitch them, and then it's only when you get renewals that people say, yes, do you know what? It's working. They're doing what exactly they said they're going to do. So it's super important, that, isn't it?
Absolutely. And when you're negotiating for a renewal, you can't add any blagging on there. You know, yeah. They know what you do. They know whether you can do what you say you're going to do. And so that part of everything is really, really important. And I do think, you know, as you say, they're almost more important than new business, but obviously you need the new business for growth as well. So we're quite happy with the proportions that we're taking. And as I say, having those strong relationships means that we continue to grow, and the NHS then come to you when they need help, and that's why the last 2 years have been really important for us, because, you know, when the NHS were facing the crisis originally around the pandemic, you know, can you do this? Can you do that? What can we do to do this? It's really great when you can have those conversations.
Yeah, and let's be honest, the NHS is never going to get quieter or less busy. Its backlog is huge, and so they constantly need that ongoing support, don't they, for many, many years.
Well, NHS England alone, I mean, when NHS England put out statistics, we have to remember it's just for England. It doesn't include Wales or Scotland or Ireland. And, you know, NHS England alone are estimating that it's going to take between 5 to 6 years to reduce the current backlog of people waiting for treatment. Mm-hmm. Now, that is if they don't increase anymore. What we're seeing at the moment is it would appear that COVID is going to go in waves, where we see higher incidence of COVID and then lower. And so, you know, it is going to impact on services a little bit. So I think 5 to 6 years to get back to where we were pre-pandemic is a little bit optimistic, but certainly it's no time soon.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're quietly confident then about the future going forward?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I've mentioned the acquisitions a couple of times, but, you know, we bought Energy Fitness Professionals into the group back in December 2021. We're now looking at how we can introduce new services into what they do as complementary things across the group to expand what they can offer to their clients. And as I say, they've got a fantastic client base, you know, real blue chip companies. And then, of course, we bought Pioneer Healthcare in the second week in March, so right at the end of the financial year, really. Pioneer, approximately the same size as Totally Healthcare, you know, our own insourcing business, but we've put those two businesses together. Pioneer were delivering a different portfolio on the medical specialties that they cover, very different to Totally Healthcare. And so together, and they are now together under one management team, they're covering all medical specialties. Now, what that means for us is a great opportunity to grow that. And again, if you go back to the figures, you'll see that our insourcing division grew during the last period hugely. You know, you'll see that we increased, I'm just actually looking back at my figures, actually reporting 10.3 million. In 2021, our revenues were 3.1 million. So, you know, we know that that business has got a long way to go, and by bringing them together under one management team will offer us massive opportunities going forward.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you could, when you sum up those all those, you know, good reasons, the positives and the progress and the potential in 3 bullet points as to why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Totally to their watch list, please.
Okay, thank you. Well, healthcare is at the top of everyone's agenda at the moment, and I think we've proven ourselves to be that key partner. We have great relationships with the NHS. Every one of our financial indicators will show you that we are growing. We're growing solidly and reliably. The number of patients waiting for our care just continues to grow. So we do believe that we will continue at this, and this is our new normal for what we can expect from business.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous. Wendy, good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.